Ba-dum. Hello and welcome to the Bridgerton Fancast. We are a fan-created podcast about the Netflix show Bridgerton, and you are listening to a commentary track for episode 106. We are your hosts. I am Michelle. I live in the States. You can find me at Musings on Instagram and Twitter.
My name's Rita, and I live in England. I'm taking some time off the socials so we can focus on this. This is the day afterwards. Do you not feel sorry for having to sit in a carriage and like
yeah, because ow,
ouchie,
god, what a place.
He rich,
he'd be rich.
Oh, look at his dogs. Oh. Trust me to find the dogs in that any scene. She's like, oh shit, I'm a duchess now.
Oh my god.
Officially a duchess.
Mm-hmm.
I love the shot in period dramas where people are looking up at the building and going, oh fucking hell. It's the best part of Pride and Prejudice as well.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
He looks so, like, shy.
He's definitely got that you used to know me as a kid face on. That is so gross. Don't be saying that in front of Mrs. Cole.
She's like, great. Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's like, where did they find this place?
Can you stop being horny in front of the servants? I just... oh. Oh no. We're back in society. Everybody looks thrilled.
I know, right? Oh,
Penelope.
She's not wearing yellow, which is nice.
You're not even very good at holding a conversation. Just, I don't see this going well for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, Colin. No, you can't have our attention.
No.
Damn it, she looks beautiful there, but no.
No.
Oh, Penelope. Pen is like, oh, you have not. I truly resent the fact that he never told anyone in his family. Like, what is you doing?
I know, right? And she does not look happy.
Because he's 19. What the fuck is he doing? Mm-hmm.
I know.
Just smile. Anthony is like, well, no, I'm not happy because I'm gonna have to sort this mess out.
Anthony is pissed.
Please smack him round the head, Anthony. Mother is gonna have a heart attack. Oh god, that's so naive. I think that answer alone tells you that he is not old enough to get married.
Yeah.
Wild eyes. He is trying to insult you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Daphne is more mature than you, babe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're having a waistcoat off and I can't choose who I'd like more.
Can you focus?
No, I can't. I'm looking at the buttons. Ah!
It's like...
It's like what... I just get so distracted by costumes. I should not watch period dramas because I can barely follow the plot.
It's like pretty. It's the pretty.
It's just like... Oh, that house is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love that she's had sex, but she still can't articulate the words. Diversions. But seriously, you have to be a duchess now. There's like jobs and shit you gotta take care of. Sorry, that line is so cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Duchess of this. Apparently that bed was an antique and they had to have bodyguards watching them while they were filming the scene.
They had to what?
They were like watched over while they were filming the scene to protect the antique furniture.
My God.
It just makes it so funny for me to watch.
That much worse.
Also, that bed doesn't look very comfortable.
No. Your Grace.
The butler's just like, babe, you have to do some work now. By the way, the fact that the butler is called Jeffreys reminds me of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and that's just... He's got the same attitude. I love everything about this. Go, Hyacinth. Yeah, because nobody's in the country. You just got there. Like, wait 24 hours, Daphne.
And she's like, well, all right.
That's lovely portrait, but... Nope, no pressure.
And you...
I feel like she would have hated whoever he picked.
Yes.
You have one job, hint, hint. It is kind of creepy that she's left the nursery. Like, shouldn't it be covered in some dust sheets? Or like, why is it in pristine condition? They've been married like 20 days. Like, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too much food.
It's way too much food.
She's like, well, these plates too close to the knife. I have to correct this as well. And I'm going to redecorate this room. He's not even wearing proper clothes. Look at him.
I know.
Do you think there's anything formal about
it? He looks like he's just crawled out of bed.
Will we ever see the gardens? No. Not unless they're screwing in them. Shouldn't they be having soup as a first course if this is formal? Anyway, I need to not focus on anything. Oh my god. Scandal! He moved his own chair and everything. She disapproves.
Not really. No.
Actually, that might be an improvement. They haven't even eaten anything. This just seems like a huge waste of food. I hope the servants get the scraps, because this is... Oh my god. Oh no. No. I mean, I'm sure it's very romantic, but these poor servants... They're going to have to pick up your clothes, scan it in the morning. Oh, here comes the Taylor Swift cover. That's on every TikTok video ever.
And your brand new dress, which you just got, is now getting ruined.
Won't someone think about the people who put hours into this work, like making the dress?
I know, right?
I mean, I'm very happy that you're this horny, but I'm too old for this shit. She's very naked. Oh, these poor actors. They're outside with fake rain everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. So, how's the weather over there, Rita?
We've had three storms in 5 days. Just so very eventful weather.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, what else was she going to answer to that question, by the way? Because she's very... What is this, day two of their marriage?
Yeah.
She's going to be like...
And I'm sorry, I'm wincing for her.
I saw a tweet thread about where somebody was like, the sex in this show would be painful and awkward.
Yes.
And yeah, but then also, do you really want like to watch 20 minutes of foreplay? Not really. I think he just... Okay, I'm not going to talk about that. How wonderful can she feel? She is naked from the waist down on some stone. That is going to be painful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're still having sex. God, this is a really long montage.
Yeah.
We've got nothing.
Goodness. Dude, really?
Right in front of the servants.
It's like you're right in front of the house. There's
wild animals near you. Actually, I do find
it. Oh my lord!
This bit is funny.
Yeah. This is pretty hilarious.
I mean, what else have they got to do? It's their honeymoon, it's the 1800s. It's not like you've got Netflix, sorry. You know, you've got to. Why are you listening in? It's obvious what's happening.
I love the shoe falling off.
Okay. I literally got nothing to say. Like, very happy for you.
I'm happy for them.
Here we go. A scene! Thank God! People talking.
Spirited.
Her poor hair. I love them.
I do too.
Oh, Rose. Here we go. Another whistle down, paper.
Another whistle down.
Oh, God. I love this scene. Come on, Hyacinth.
It's like everyone's wearing the family colors.
Benedict is absolutely useless at disciplining anybody. And he's like, yeah. Where is Anthony? Someone come yell at see people. That's his job. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She is pissed.
Colin, you're 19. Nobody's thinking you're going to mm-hmm. get married. Like, for the love of God. They look really related. You gotta... Well, they have the same exact eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Violet, you were trying to get, mm-hmm. get Anthony married off, like, mm-hmm. last episode. She's like, oh... Can you imagine the fuss she's gonna make when and Anthony gets married? I didn't know you were going to leave the nest. Shoving all of her children out of the nest to marry anyone. Oh, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this attitude before you got engaged? Yes, and what have you done
mm-hmm.
with that?
You have taken the man she loves.
Like a bitch. Accurate. And what have you done to repay her? Well, that's not true. Well, then break up with him.
mm-hmm.
Why would anybody be pleased for you? With what money?
Yeah.
The way the Featherington girls all hate her. I love them. I love the Featheringtons so hard.
Oh, she looks so pretty.
Not with that wig. No.
Yeah, that wig is awful.
Oh, here we go. The most awkward interaction of all time.
Oh my god. That was a horrible curtsy.
She's got some terrible posture.
Yeah.
I can't believe these two have never actually had a conversation, but he's being married. She's marrying into the family. Like, what? And then Colin's like, well, you can't be that surprised. Well, if you were planning on marrying her, introduce her to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so annoyed at you, Colin. Not across town. Oh god, this is embarrassing for everyone involved. Oh my god, her French is worse than mine. I think even Lady Featherington understood your terrible French.
And she's just like, well.
Oh no, Eloise has had a thought. This is dangerous.
I know.
Oh, the pigs!
Yeah.
I forgot about the pig storyline. Truly, the heart and soul of the season. Why is she so confused by the concept of pig slaughter? You're not a vegetarian.
Daphne?
Oh, Daphne.
But...
see, she should be recognizing everyone's disappointment right
yes.
now.
But she's and like, Simon and Simon should know.
He should say something.
What that means, yes.
It's like he's a very bad husband. I'm just gonna say it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, don't let her put her foot in her mouth.
He didn't tell her what the criteria was or what the prize would be. He was just like, they're gonna get killed. Have you actually seen your steward, or have you just spent all your time in bed? Well, you'll be back for the remainder of this episode, and then abandon the peasants to their lot.
Yes.
Oh, that would never happen on Poldark. What kind of a child runs up to a stranger and is like, lets them pick them up? Yeah, this is awkward.
Yes.
He's like, please stop touching the child. You don't know where she's
yes,
been.
Because you're making me feel guilty.
I mean, did he suspect that with she has six siblings, they were gonna have hanging around with children?
Yeah.
That family is very fertile. One of the kids, one of Violet's kids has 10 children. 10.
Mm-hmm.
But not too much. He's not thinking about her that much. Not enough to change his mind. But mostly Hyacinth. Eight seasons. Is she though? That's a lie, Daphne. This shot is very, very, very beautiful, but
yes,
so much lying going on. He's lying. She's lying.
She's lying.
Everyone's lying. Oh, I love this dinner party. Yes, this episode's amazing.
God, that hair is just stunning.
She's the only one with good hair, and it's upsetting. Look at the mess that these wigs are.
Mm-hmm. That hair.
I love the swish bit as well. If you ask me, she looks pregnant, but then they all do. Bitch looks pregnant. Oh, that little smirk. Oh, Penelope, you queen. Violet's boobs are out for the occasion again. Anthony is like, I can't stand this. Why am I here? Yeah, like several years long would be fun.
Yes.
That before. That's so funny. Yeah. Oh god, this is my favorite scene.
Oh.
What can the matter be?
Oh!
What can the matter be? Penelope's too mad to find it funny.
Oh.
Bunch of blue ribbons.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. This is a very serious scene, but I'm still thinking about
it. Yes.
Oh my god, they're clapping. She's trying to warn you. Listen to the words. Oh, God. Colin, this... No. So patronizing.
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant. I wish you would understand a little less, Colin. No. He's odious everywhere, don't worry. It's just so manipulative. She doesn't know you, to be fair. Colin, you beautiful dumb idiot. He's just such a himbo. Then I could trap you and steal your money. Oh my god, she's the Tinder swindler. No, Colin. Oh, Colin, you dumbass. You overly romantic dumbass.
Together. Wow, chicka, wow,
you have not even kissed. He's not kissed her.
I know.
You lying liar who lies. They're like, let's hug. This is weirdly emotional music. I feel like that was quite a jarring edit. It was just like, wait. If it's not Simon finally doing his actual job.
Oh, that's a pretty dress.
Still don't understand why there's not sheets over this nursery. I feel like they're taunting her on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Also, why is the nursery on the bottom floor? Look at all the horses.
Mm-hmm. You beautiful horses.
He didn't even get dressed. He had so much work to do. He's living that quarantine mm-hmm. life. Doing his work in pajamas. It turns out his dad was a shit person all the way around. Who predicted? Maths makes everyone grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats. No one cares. It's like good baskets, okay? Oh my god, don't touch things with your hand. Actually, she probably should wear gloves. Everybody knows that. Then what would she actually do with her day? Just stand still and look pretty.
She's like, don't get ideas, Missy.
You gotta respect how much everyone hates her that they're like, no, I don't want free things. Mm-hmm. No. Gifts? Mm-hmm. I spit on you. You do look quite cold. Like, where's the cloak?
Yeah, Grace! Aww.
See, this woman is one of the most interesting characters in the show, and we barely spend any time
with her. I know, right? It's like,
goodbye! We will never see you again.
Oh.
It was the pig, bitch. It's the one thing you did. It was the pigs.
The pigs?
I love that the entire village is offended on behalf of these three pigs.
Yeah.
Just give them all the contract, can't you? Just like kill loads of pigs. Not when your husband doesn't say shit in the moment. He's not good at being a duke. It's just...
Or outright lies to you.
Why? Do they ever explain why he does this?
No.
I've decided that I'm not going to be such a bitch to you. I mean, you were looking around the house looking for things to change. That's not a great start. Oh my god, look at the food. It's insane.
It looks so good.
Is that macaroons? It better not be, bitch. You don't know them. This is all information you should have learned from your husband. Oh, why are you touching her hand? This feels grossly invasive in the times of COVID. Please now disinfect it. This feels like grossly invasive to discuss with someone you don't know very well. Keep going. We need this plot point.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, sorry, back up. Can we go back to the seed bit?
Yeah, the seed part? What's the seed part? What are you talking about?
Penelope, you ain't even looking at that book. Who are you fooling, child? God, I love her so much. She's like, She's like,
meanwhile, she's like, all right, let me get my pen out because I got some writing to do.
She's like, I'm gonna get down to the bottom of this mystery.
Scribble, 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 scribble.
This house is huge. Go wear some slippers. You've got a fake cold. There's only ever one landing in this set, though. Here we go. If you're going to sneak around, you need a candlestick. That's it. One thing I've learned from period dramas. Why didn't she look there first? It seems the most obvious place. She can't run away if you burn all of her possessions. That's the Slytherin of me talking.
Yes.
Ooh, here we go. I can't believe she didn't check her desk drawer.
Yes.
She's gone to the Eloise School of Sleuthing. These are some sexy time letters. She's like, oh my god. not Penelope recognizing a forgery before before she did. That's the so-called love of your life, Marina. Handwriting. Oh, not her expecting Marina to be sensible in this moment. Oh, Penelope, you have too much faith. That's true.
That's true.
But why has it not occurred to Marina that he is at war and could have died? I mean...
I know, right?
For the love of...
Simplest expectation in the world. Explanation. I
would have, that would have been,
world.
Personally, that would be the first thought that occurred to me.
Yeah.
Why is this bitch burning the letters? That is the last connection you have to him. She does not give a shit about Colin. She's going to ruin his life for the lols. Yeah, no shit, Marina! Am I supposed to be impressed? Oh, God. Ooh, someone hold me back. I'm going to slap a bitch.
Oh.
I would push her down some stairs. Like, straight up. You don't want that child! Mm-hmm. I'm gonna show you.
And Pen is like...
Alright, bitch.
Alright. If that's how you feel...
Shots were fired. So now she is retaliating. And we ain't mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, he's in a completely different room now. Is it me, or has he done absolutely no work? Honey, hire a steward. That is what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why have a meaningful conversation about your childhood when you can have sex on this table?
Mm-hmm. Both, I love the subtitle. Both breathing heavily, both grunting.
Panting.
panting
and grunting.
Simon panting, grunting, exclaims passionately.
Both grunting.
Both grunting.
They get very rough very quickly.
They do.
I fear for her. That her poor vajayjay. Oh my god, that was quick.
Yes.
And Daphne is watching you.
And Daphne's going... Seed?
Oh, no. And could she say something in this moment? Absolutely yes. But she chooses not to. Like, bitch, why don't you just have a conversation?
And why doesn't he take that with him? I mean, damn.
Oh, no, Daphne. Oh, Daphne. Also, why don't you talk about this with your husband? No. Maybe she doesn't trust him to say the truth. There is that possibility. Yeah, he does lie. Your mother is useless. Well, when a man and a woman love each other very much, or don't love each other that much, mm-hmm. or have met each other and are thinking, hey, why not?
And Piglet! Oh! Oh my god.
It's enough to make you want to just be vegan.
Yeah,
why are
pretty
we
much.
Seeing his butt right now? This feels like grossly inappropriate with the mood. Because now I'm thinking about his butt. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be. Daphne, again, another opportunity to say something. Hello, I am hurt.
Daphne's sleeping.
I am very hurt about your actions and your lies of omission. Let's talk about these feelings that I am having. A therapist would have a field day with these two, is all I'm saying. Aww. I mean, I feel sad for her, but she should express these feelings. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And that is some of the worst fake waking up I've seen in a while. He's like, oh, sad. This poor pig man, his whole arc has been cut out. It's we're all focusing on Daphne sad. He's just so happy about the pigs. Why are you wearing this particular outfit in the rain?
I know, right?
Why is she never wearing a cloak anymore? She wore it all the time in London.
Mm-hmm.
Costume choices are manic. Oh no. That's a very sexy pose for a portrait of a duchess.
It is.
Why is she just staring?
It is.
This is not good. It's like she's becoming possessed by the desperately wanting to have a child ghost. Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Here it comes. Literally.
It's the premeditated nature of the crime she is about to commit which upsets me the most.
Yes. Yes.
Oh no. Do you think, like, this is kind of like Amityville horror? She moved into this house, right? And she's become possessed by the ghost of his mother, and now she is desperate to get pregnant no matter the cost. I think I could pitch this as like an alternative take. I'm a little scared of her. This is a bit like a horror movie. Oh, mm-hmm. No. I'm starting to feel a bit sick. No. Yeah, she's got the eyes of a killer. This is the most nudity mm-hmm. we've seen, and it's for this scene. Oh, God, why?
Yes. I mean, look at... Oh, my God. She's so determined.
I'm a little scared of her, which... Okay. Oh.
Meanwhile, Simon is just like, yeah. Oh, my God. She's a goddess. She's
Simon,
a goddess.
Start thinking with your other head.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Simon! There we go. Daphne?
Oh my god.
Daphne, that was... Oh my god. Daphne!
Yes?
She literally turned into the girl from The Ring, like, absolute psycho.
Mm-hmm.
He looks really violated. You...
I rape you.
You just stuttered. How could you? did you?
No.
So you chose to rape him as your retaliation, which is just completely crazy. I really struggle to feel sorry for her. This conversation would have worked better before you attacked him. So deeply fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to make him be a father against his will. What? Make it make sense, Daphne. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You just did all those things to him. You two need marriage counselling. Go, best friend. Fuck up, Marina. Her wig is so bad in this scene. You can see it sliding off her head. Penelope.
Oh.
Well. This kid is like, oh shit, this is some good scoops. I'm gonna get it to everyone. Bitch, you better read this. I also like, people are like, she could have just told Violet. Like, no, she needed to publicly humiliate Colin because he's stupid enough to still go through with it. Colin, you done got fooled.
Oops.
Portia is like,
she's like, fuck. Too late.
You were trying to sneak out and look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Daphne!
No!
No.
No, no, no. No.
To both of them. He... Fuck.
No.
Fuck Daphne and Marina, to be honest. No. No.
It's like both of them.
No, fuck them both. I'm just... No. Even though obviously what Daphne did was way worse, but still.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was such a bummer ending. Usually I feel happier when the show ends. That's going to ruin your day. Pretty much.
I'm going to have to play some Animal Crossing to cheer myself up.
Fair.
Yes.
On that note, that's all from us this week. If you want to get in contact, then email us at inthebooksnetwork@gmail.com, which is the name of our podcasting network. We're very serious business ladies now. If you want to find us elsewhere, we're in the books, all one word, on Twitter, Insta, Tumblr, and all the other places.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week with a commentary track for the penultimate episode of season one. It's gone by so quickly.
I know.
107. We finally get to watch Marina Pay. See you next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.